Chapter 3. What does Holmes stand for? That was a totally average joke, Johnny, said Mindy. She, Julie, Kelly, and Johnny sat on the school field that afternoon under a warm October sun. Not up to my best ones, for sure, Johnny agreed. But someone had to say something. Ah, yes, Johnny was always ready with the inevitable joke. Hey, Julie, said Kelly, what did Mr. Price say to you after class? He wanted to know why I didn't raise my hand more often if I knew the answers, Julie replied. I said I didn't know. Julie began ripping up little blades of grass. You should have told him you didn't want to look like a know-it-all, said Johnny. I thought you were the only one who worried about that, said Julie. Ha, ha. Johnny punched her lightly on the shoulder. And, hello, what was the deal with that geography quiz? I didn't know half those questions, said Mindy. Like, what North American landmark does Holmes stand for? The Great Lakes, said Julie. Suddenly, her friends were staring at her. You know, Huron, Ontario, Michigan, Erie, and Superior. It's an easy way to remember them. Okay, so she knew weird stuff. What was so bad about that? Julie had a good memory, and she thought some of the stuff was cool. Well, there was no way she was going to tell them how she felt about the rest of the quiz. Julie had had fun. Surprised at how much she knew, she had zipped along. Before she knew it, she had finished it.